a lot of people wouldn't be all that excited about hopping in a wooden plane and flying thousands of miles. But in November, an Eagle River couple will do just that. They'll be part of a vintage air rally, flying an antique plane from Crete to Cape Town on a journey that will take more than a month. Alaska Public Media's Graylin Brashear met them to learn more about the adventure.
Nick and Lita Opegaard's story starts in the air. Lita was born and raised in Alaska, the daughter of a bush pilot. She grew up flying everywhere with her dad.
In fact, the first family vehicle that I have a memory of was our Stinson station wagon, a four-place single-engine aircraft.
Nick came to Alaska in 1973 as a young pilot just looking to get some experience. But flying for Ween Air turned out to be a life-changing job, and he stayed. And one day, he got up the courage to ask out a beautiful young flight attendant named Lita.
I was never going to date flight attendants. And I can tell you this, I've dated one now and I'll never date another one.
They got married a little over a year later. That was nearly 40 years ago. They've been flying together ever since. They're telling me this, appropriately, as we sit in seats pulled from a retired commercial jet in the corner of an old airplane hangar. We're at the Alaska Air Museum in Anchorage, surrounded by beautiful old planes that tell the story of flight on the last frontier. And the couple is about to embark on their own journey into aviation's past. They will make up one of only two American teams in a historic air rally in November that will see two dozen vintage aircraft fly nearly 7,000 miles from the Mediterranean to South Africa. When Nick first read about the Crete to Cape rally, he was entranced. He says to relive those glory days of early flight is something aviators dream about.
We all have a romantic side of us when it comes to flying. The days of barnstorming and flying in open cockpit airplanes over fields and pastures and waving at children whose eyes are as big as saucers looking up at these grand machines. I went home and ran this one up the flagpole with "She Who Must Be Obeyed."
I said to him, boy, I think we can do this. Let's look into this further. So, of course, then we got on the mission of finding just the right airplane for us to do this in.
The plane they'll take off in is nearly 90 years old.
It is a 1928 Travelair 4000. There's pedigree with Travelair.
It was born during the golden age of aviation, built by a company whose three founders, Clyde Cessna, Walter Beach and Lloyd Stearman, all went on to give their names to other companies and other planes.
Its spars and ribs inside the wings are made of wood, and it's covered with fabric. It has a radial engine on it, and radial engines are those engines that you see that have cylinders sticking out in all different directions.
Nick's favorite story from its illustrious history comes from its days with the Newark Flying Service.
It was rented out to pilots, and the airplane was confiscated and sold at public auction because one of the pilots was using it to smuggle booze during Prohibition. Now that's character, and I think a lot of Alaskans can relate to that.
Getting the biplane across the Atlantic is itself a logistical feat. It'll be broken down in Florida and packed into a shipping container with special padding and cradles, and then shipped by sea to England and reassembled. From there, they'll fly across France, over the Alps, Italy and the Balkans to Greece. Nick will make the 300-mile flight across the Mediterranean alone, swaddled in a survival suit. Lita will join him when he lands in Egypt.
Imagine flying in an open cockpit biplane down the Nile River, by the pyramids, over the antiquities of Khartoum, by Kilimanjaro, over Victoria Falls, and flying out to the fascinating spice island of Zanzibar in the Indian Ocean right on the coast, and then landing in the great Serengeti Plain, ending the trip at Table Mountain in Cape Town, South Africa.
Along the way, they'll sleep in safari camps and attend Roaring Twenties-themed dinners. Their packing list includes a sleeping bag and black tie attire. But what they're looking forward to the most is meeting people, locals, and their fellow adventurers.
In the various places we stop, it will be with great pride that we tell them that we are from Alaska.
The trip will take 5 weeks from the time they leave Crete on November 11th, and it is not without risks, but they're okay with that.
Well, hey, it's part of being alive. Mitigate the risks as best you can. Enjoy life. Enjoy the beauty of this magnificent planet, its people, and these wonderful flying machines.
They're pilots, after all, and Alaskans. You can follow their progress online come November. Links are on our website, alaskapublic.org. In Anchorage, I'm Graylin Brashear.